All right, we have a few things. We have a couple of voicemails, so I want to go ahead and play those. Let's listen to the first one.
Hello, Lovey.
Hello.
Just wanted to call since it was So-So Question Month and asked a couple of So-So questions. I was just listening to your Thursday little show.
Yes. I'm going to pause him for a second. You realize, Fatty, by the way, everyone, that's Big Fatty from BigFattyOnline.com. Big Fatty, you do realize it's So-So Question Month on your show, not my show, right? But okay, let's continue. Let's keep going.
Trademark Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I'm going to pause him for a second. Let's continue. Let's keep going.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4693. LBFO for Wednesday the 4th of February 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Sandwich Day. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Big Fatty, I did not hear Lurker Erica say a little show.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a sunshiny good morning to each of you. Hello, Humpers, Big Fatty. First hump day of the month. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Here we are. Second month of the year already. And, you know, it's, I chose this music today because, y'all, it's just terrible about all we hear about is the violins. In all the different cities and everything. Big Fatty, I think you meant violence, not violins. Oh. Big Fatty, Gilda Radner's turning over in her grave. It's true. Yo, that was Roseanne Rosanadana did that on Saturday Night Live. Y'all wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was DJ Ron and Gary with two R's. And then that was the little Aussie Battler Scotty. And finally, y'all, the one and only Kathy Marshall. See, y'all, we got more number one fan entries to pass along to you. Y'all, the next one is from that Alex Elephant. He says, can't imagine starting my weekdays without the BFO. Would proudly be the number one fan. Big Fatty, it sounds like he doesn't listen to Ruination the early years. Well, that's okay. Gay Country West. Gay Country West says, hi, Fat. I've been the number three fan of the BFO twice now. I'm hoping this time I can find my way up your pole. Big Fatty, he's vulgar in any time. Y'all, the Flopfo. Flopfo. Oh, y'all, by the way, the Flopfo confirmed that this was the 10-year anniversarium that Danbury Jr. had been adopted. Flopfo says, having been relieved of my disco ball cleaning duties at Disco Village back in November, I find myself with plenty of time on my hands to devote to being the number one fan. And y'all, then there's Mrs. La 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 Lauren. Yes, Big Fatty. I want to be the number one fan because no one likes a number poo. I mean, number two, I say chew.
Thank you.
I had that and running through my head all yesterday. And y'all, it's just, I'm telling you, there are a few things. Gentlemen call us excluded, but there are a few things that really put some pep in my step. Big Fatty, well, fiber, losing control of your sphincter put some pep in your step. Y'all, by the way, y'all, I'm playing the Candy Crush, and you have to watch ads, okay? And y'all, I don't understand it, because now I've been getting women's bra ads. Oh, big, very target audience. And now I'm getting women's incontinence underpants ads. And y'all, big, very, they've got you. You're not customer number one. Well, anyway, but I just thought I'd share that. I wouldn't have shared that. Anyway, y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, let me see. What did I do? Y'all, I didn't do much of anything. I did watch that Tom Yamas with the news, and then watch the Jeopardy. You know, it's the Tournament of Champions going on now. And that's always good. And y'all, I really like the three guys that are in the finals. And it's a first person to win three games wins the Tournament of Champions. And did that. And y'all, then. By the way, are you watching the TV machine program Extracted? Y'all, it's good. It's good. They put folks in the woods by themselves with nothing, just nothing. And then the families are in the headquarters, and they compete to send different not really even luxuries, but different things so they can survive. And y'all, they're out there in northern Mexico. I think they're up there near Mr. Mike up there to tell you the truth, I don't know. They may be in Turnip Head's neighborhood. I don't know. But but y'all, they're out in the wild, and y'all, the bears were coming up to the campsite. And y'all, the youngest participant, he saw the bear and he stood up and, whoa, whoa, whoa. The bear ran off. Big Fatty, I'd run off too. But y'all, it's a good show. It's a good show. You should watch it. It's on the Fox. I think it's the only competition show on the Fox that does not feature that Gordon Ramsay. Y'all, I swear, he is on every show. If it wasn't for Gordon Ramsay, I don't know that Fox would have any primetime programming. No, Big Fatty. But at 8 o'clock, I turned the TV machine off. And what did I do? Big Fatty, you pulled out your book. Oh, yeah, I did. Y'all, Elphaba, she is helping her father. You know, he's the missionary shyster, big, fatty, redundant. She's been singing. Singing at the top of her lungs, and it either scares people or it draws them in to his revival tent meeting kinds of things or whatever. But it's being held at a lodge, and in the lodge during the daytime, y'all, that's some of that horseradish cheese.
Yes, Big Fatty, delicious.
During the day, it's the school for the young girls. Now, y'all, there are no there are no young boys in the town, because once they reach a certain age, they send them out to... to gather, I don't know, it's some sort of delicacy or whatever. They go out and gather this for years and years, and then they come back and they do the humpity bumpity and raise more children. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, so Elphaba, she's not allowed into the school, but they're allowing her to sit outside the windows of the classrooms. And y'all, she's becoming very, very talented, and she's picking right up on it. You know, she's only able to do it through hearing. She can't see the teacher or the board or the interactions with the class or anything like that. And her youngest sister, Nessa Rose, wants to do that too, but, you know, she doesn't have any arms or fingers or legs as far as that goes. And she's being held back, so to speak. And, of course, you know, the youngest child what's his name? It's not Scotty. It's, what is his name? It starts with an S. It'll come to me. But, y'all, he's just being a little hellion. And, you know, he's not quite old enough. A Shell, that's his name. Yes, Big Betty, I thought it was a petroleum product. Shell is not old enough to be sent out to gather the whatever those things are they're gathering, the boys are gathering. So anyway, Elphaba's getting her education, and there's so many twists and turns in this. Y'all, I can't wait to see where it all goes. Yes, Big Fatty. This was a perfect example of the old-fashioned theme music for different shows on the TV machine, y'all. And I about decided that when I'm done with Elphaba or Elfie, I'm going to get the what's the music for Primetime book, and I think that's going to be my next book in the book club. But anyway, y'all, slept like a baby, got up, had my coffee, had cheese toast, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and then it was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, I did an abbreviated version of Fat Acres and went right to senior size class. Did that. Then I did the big circle, completed my important rounds in Fat Acres. And y'all, then I came back here and I've been catching up on a couple of things on the TV machine. And y'all, I decided, well, you need to go ahead and do the little show because you got to go over to not Fat Acres, you got to go over to Shady Pines. So y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty Rosie Battler. Now, I can't remember the rules of your little competition. Is it by close of business on Friday the 30th of January? Or is it Saturday, 31st of January, which is what it is here right now? But I know in America you're still two decades behind. So this is my entry for the number one fan. Put me in the number one fan competition, please. The reason is I don't want the AI bots to win. Or Kathy Bacon. Woodhaven.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is...
Hallway.
That is...
Dining room.
Oh! Big Fatty, what's wrong with him? I don't know. Y'all, that, of course, is Scotty the Little Aussie Battler. And y'all, he's just pulling Big Fatty's leg. Big Fatty Volga, because Scotty did contribute an entry the proper way. He knew damn good and well. He just, yes, Big Fatty, he knew you needed content. I've just been handed this notice. One moment, please. This just into the BFO breaking news desk. Dear Gussie, y'all, I've just been handed this e-letter from Kathy Marshall. And the subject is So-So Question Month is already underway. And it says, Dear Big Fatty, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow on February the 2th. That must mean that So-So Question Month is already underway. We here at the SSQD, that's the So-So Question Desk, couldn't be less prepared. Well, we could be less prepared if we hadn't procrastinated so much. Well, the winner, as always, will get a mediocre prize. Love, Kathy Marshall in San Francisco. P.S. is Punxsutawney Phil, the original weather rat. He's a rodent and he predicts the weather. As long as you just want to know if it's winter or not. let's get out of the breaking news here. Dear Gussie, y'all, well, our inquiries have been answered. Y'all, we are indeed doing So-So Question Month again. Compliments of that Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco. So y'all, send in your So-So questions. Save those good questions for next month. But this month, all of February, you can call them in or send them by e-letter, or don't send them by testimonium, though. That's too hard for Big Fatty to figure out. Oh, Big Fatty, the old people, you can't figure out the scanner, and you can't figure out the camera on the cellular telephonic device, and now you can't figure out reading questions from testimoniums. Well, you know, it's just the way we're unprepared. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day, and y'all, I hope that you put send in your so-so questions, because it just means the world to Kathy Marshall to have to keep up her so-so question log. You know, y'all, it's like it's her version of the book club. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you may not recognize that voice. That's that's old Crooked Hat. And Crooked Hat, I know I've gone on and on about So-So Question Month.
I'm going to pause him for a second. Let's continue. Let's keep going.
Yes, I've gone on and on about So-So Question Month, so get on it. Get on it now.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.